It's not about the back fat. Men, women, sex, and body image. In 2006, I met with 22 community college students, male and female, to talk about shame. It was my first co-ed large group interview. At some point, a young man in his early 20s explained how he had recently divorced his wife after coming back from serving in the military and finding out that she was having an affair. He said he wasn't surprised because he never felt good enough for her. He explained that he constantly asked her what she needed and wanted, and that every time he got close to meeting her needs, she moved the goalpost another 10 feet. A young woman in the class spoke up and said, "Guys are the same way. They're never satisfied either. We're never pretty, sexy, or skinny enough." Within seconds, a conversation broke out about body image and sex. The discussion was mostly about how it's so scary to have sex with someone you care about when you're worried about how your body looks. The young woman who started the conversation said, "It's not easy to have sex and keep your stomach sucked in. How can we get into it when we're worried about our back fat?" The young man who had shared the story of his divorce slammed his hand down on his desk and shouted, "It's not about the back fat. You're worried about it. We're not. We don't give a shit." The class fell completely quiet. He took a couple of deep breaths and said, "Stop making up all of this stuff about what we're thinking. What we're really thinking is, do you love me? Do you care about me? Do you want me? Am I important to you? Am I good enough? That's what we're thinking. When it comes to sex, it feels like our life is on the line, and you're worried about that crap?" At that point, half of the young men in the room were so emotional that they had their faces in their hands. A few girls were in tears, and I couldn't breathe. The young woman who had brought up the body image issue said, "I don't understand. My last boyfriend was always criticizing my body." The young vet who had just brought us all to our knees replied, "That's because he's an asshole. It's not because he's a guy. Some of us are just guys. Give us a break. Please." A middle-aged man in the group joined in, staring straight down at his desk. "It's true. When you want to be with us in that way, it makes us feel more worthy. We stand a little taller. Believe in ourselves more. I don't know why, but it's true. And I've been married since I was 18. It still feels that way with my wife."